This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Cincinnati has a new mayor. John Cranley defeated Roxanne Qualls in yesterday's election. There's a new city council with three new members, and Cincinnati rejects a charter amendment to overhaul the city's pension system. Joining me this afternoon to talk about the results of yesterday's election are WVXU's Jay Hanselman and Howard Wilkinson. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk at WVXU.org. You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. Howard, what does John Cranley's election mean for city government?
Well, I think it's going to mean some big changes. There's always a difference between the rhetoric of a campaign and the actual governance. And he talked about this a little bit last night. You know, he's going to try to reach across the aisle and try to, you know, compromise with some of his political opponents. But he has an agenda. He ran on opposition to the streetcar. He ran on opposition to the parking meter lease agreement and how the budget's been handled over the last number of years. So there's going to be changes, and a lot of the changes have to do with the fact that there are the new council members too.
Jay, what's your take on this?
Well, I told somebody earlier this week, it's maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but it's kind of like the dog who chases the cars. What happens when the dog catches the car?
That's right.
And in this case, John Cranley has been elected mayor largely on opposition to the streetcar project and the lease of the parking meters to the Port Authority. And now if he's going to undo those things, it becomes a little bit more difficult. And we can get into specifics. I think he has a better chance of maybe stopping the streetcar project, but I think that's going to come, you know, with a significant cost of money that's already been spent and money to wind down the project. And I would be almost certain that streetcar supporters are probably going to take some legal action to try to keep the project moving forward. And I think the parking lease may be a little bit harder to undo, but perhaps the new mayor and the new council can decide to spend that $85 million upfront payment a little bit differently than what the city manager Dahoney and the current mayor Mark Mallory had proposed.
So, Jay, is it fair to say that last night's election answered a lot of questions, but it also created quite a few, too?
Yeah, like I said, you know, the two biggies are, you know, will the streetcar project be stopped? What's the fate of the parking lease? But as a reporter who's at City Hall all the time, there's lots of little questions that I think are intriguing now. What happens to the city manager? I think I would be a little bit shocked if Milton Dahoney stuck around. He might be John Cranley's city manager temporarily, but I don't know that I see Milton Dahoney as a long-term manager in a Cranley administration. One of the powers of the new mayor is to select the chair of the council committee. Who will those chairpersons be, and especially the powerful budget and finance committee chair? And then the coalitions. There are three new council members, six incumbents. To get anything done, as Mayor Mark Mallory always said, you got to count to five. Sometimes you got to count to six. So who are those five or six council members who form coalitions? And is it the same coalition all the time, or does it change depending on the issue? And then I think you also have to wonder about the five Democrats on council. Two of those, I think, kind of quietly supported John Cranley for mayor. Three of them were public supporters of Roxanne Qualls. So what happens to those five Democrats? How tight are they going to be tied together? And the Roxanne Qualls supporters, Yvette Simpson, Chris Seelbach, and I've lost the third one there, Wendell Young. What happens to them? They were sort of in the majority on this last council, and it looks to me like now they're going to be in the minority. So what's their role?
Yeah.
And I think I'll also be intrigued to watch Charlie Winburn. Winburn usually, and I think Howard will agree with this, will kind of do what's best for Charlie Winburn. So does that make him, you know, the swing vote on a lot of issues that may come before, you know, council in the new term?
I think David Mann will have a big role too as a swing person, because he's pretty independent. You know, he thinks these things through and doesn't align himself, you know, with coalitions very easily. he has to be convinced.
Now, Howard, what do you make beyond that? What do you make of David Mann being back on council? That's pretty amazing to me.
Well, it is pretty amazing. I mean, he hasn't been on a ballot since 1996. Obviously, he was on council in the 70s and the 80s and into the early 90s. He's been mayor twice, back when the mayor had really no actual power. But, you know, he's a familiar figure to particularly to older Cincinnatians. People were around during those days. And he's going to come back, and I think he sees himself as sort of the gray eminence of city council, the voice of reason. And it'll be interesting to see what he does with that role.
What was the turnout like for this election?
Well, the turnout was pretty low. I mean, it was 28.84% in the city, which is the lowest. It hasn't dipped below 30 since 2005, which was also a mayoral election. And it was also an election where you did not have a statewide issue on the ballot. I mean, those are the only two elections, city elections, in the last 40 years where you've had a turnout under 30%. So you had basically people, I think, who were mad about something or who were energized about a particular message, whether it was opposition to the streetcar or the parking meter lease, who showed up at the polls. And that explains why John Cranley wins by this fairly large margin.
Jay, has city council gotten younger with this election? I mean, Mann, of course, one of the older members, but you've got P.G. Sittenfeld, you got Chris Seelbach, they're younger. Cranley's only in his 30s. Does that have any meaning to you?
I think probably if you did the average, it's probably going to be pretty close to the same as the current council. So it's still a little bit younger, but you still have the I asked David Mann last night if he considered himself sort of the father figure on city council, and he said he didn't do that. But, I mean, you kind of get that sense that, you know, he could be the father figure to a lot of his colleagues there on council. But I think the age, if you did the math, you know, with what's there now, with what's coming in, I think you would probably come out to about the same average.
Howard, were you surprised by Cranley's victory at all?
I was surprised a little bit by the margin. I thought it was tightening up a little bit, and I thought maybe
what was that? What was that final margin?
About 16 percentage points, and that's a lot, you know, in any election. I thought it might be a little bit closer than that. I'm not surprised at all that John Cranley won, but I thought that Roxanne Qualls might, in the last couple of weeks, start getting the Democrats to come back to her. You know, the ones who had jumped over to the Cranley side.
Jay, what about you? Were you any surprises for you with Cranley's victory?
I don't know that I was surprised by his victory. I think there was a sense that he probably was going to win. I think I looked at Howard when the absentee early report came in, and the margin, Howard, I believe, was like 24, 25 points,
right,
percentage points. I think we were both a little shocked that the gap was that wide that early. And of course, it ended up being 16 points, but I was thinking that it could be single digits or, you know, maybe like 10 or 11 points.
Is it fair to make the argument that this mayor's race revolved around the streetcar and privatizing the city's parking system?
Well, one of the things I think that happened was, I mean, for Cranley, those were very easy issues to explain to people. You know, you're either for the streetcar or you're against it. It's easy to say in a 30-second commercial. Qualls had a much more difficult task trying to explain herself and trying to explain the long-term benefits that she sees in this project. Same goes for the parking meter lease. She just had a more difficult time because she was on the defensive all the time, while Cranley was on the offensive all the time. And that's an easier position to be in an election.
Jay, do you think you were starting to touch on this earlier. Do you think that Cranley really has a good chance of stopping the streetcar and stopping the parking deal as he said he would do?
Clearly, like I said, I think the streetcar would be the easier thing to stop. I think it's going to be at what cost. Clearly, he has there are six council members who are at least publicly talking about stopping the streetcar project. And then it's just going to be a matter of, you know, what the final figure is going to be, you know, how much the city has already spent, and, you know, what it's going to cost. There would be consequences and things that have to be paid even if the project doesn't move forward, and I guess it's going to be, you know, what that final price tag is, and, you know, to those who want to stop it, is it worth the cost in the long run to not move forward? I still think the parking lease could be a little bit harder to undo. It looks like most of that transaction is going to be completed before the new council takes office on December the 1st. The only thing I could see that maybe would change there, if they can't undo it, is, again, how change the priorities for how the money from the parking lease is spent.
Howard, Roxanne Qualls is out of city government now. Any ideas what her political future might be?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I mean, she's a political animal, and she always has been, you know, ever since I first met her back in the 1980s. She'll be back in some form or another, running for something someday. I'm just not sure what that is. She came back to city council in 2007 because Jim Tarbell left early because of term limits, and the charter committee put her in. Possibly something like that could happen again at some point, where she was reappointed to city council. But I don't think we've heard the last of her, and certainly not as a voice in the community.
And Jay, you know, the attempt to overhaul the city's pension, that went down to defeat. Still, the elephant in the room is the pension system is still deep in the red. Any ideas as to what happens next, how the city deals with this issue?
Well, I think clearly the retirement board, the city's pension board, has some ideas. They were waiting to see what happened on issue 4 and to see, you know, to get the new council in place. And I would expect probably sometime soon, maybe December or January, you're going to see the city's pension board send some recommendations to city council to change perhaps, you know, the cost of living adjustments for current retirees, and maybe make some other changes to try to improve the future solvency of the city's pension system.
Jay and Howard, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
WVXU's Jay Hanselman and Howard Wilkinson. After the break, saving and investing for retirement, advice for how to handle one of life's bigger issues. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can also email your questions or comments to talk@wvxu.org. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.